Okay. So the Gemara starts off with the following kasha. Urminu is a contradiction. Mitzvah semenetzecham akdesh yisra kulat for you. Like, and into this foul layom, if you understand that kasha correctly, what is it? What problem does the Gemara raise here? What stira exists over here? What kasha have we just encountered? No? You want to talk to Gemara? I hope so. What problem does the Gemara, what stira is there in the Gemara? It's not a difficult question. No? One more time. The first Gemara. What's the kasha? The Gemara. We read a kasha and we read an answer. What was the kasha? What was the answer? The question is, there seems to be a stira. On the one hand, it sounds like you can daven shacharis all the way until valid shavos or chatzos. On the other hand, shacharis has to be at vatikin, vasikin. Now this is an unbelievable, what's the answer? Really, it's better to do vasikin. But b'di'avad or whatnot, it's not as good, we'll have to talk about that example. Okay, good. Interestingly enough, this kasha has a very important assumption in it. Maybe two assumptions to it. The kasha assumes that number one, vasikin, is a halacha and had an enhanced tefillah, and number two, it's the only way to daven. It's ma'akev. These are the two assumptions to the kasha. If you make these two assumptions, you'll draw the right conclusion. Assumption number one, again, is that vasikin is a way of enhancing tefillah. And not only is that true, it's the only way to do it. And if you don't daven that vasikin, what's the Gemara's havamina? You're not yotzei. Vasikin is the only way to daven. That's the havamina. And that's why it's a contradiction, because I thought you could daven until chatzos. The Gemara's kasha is as such. Good. The maskar is one of two. Either vasikin is not a halacha in tefillah, it's a halacha in something else. What would be the other option? Kriyat Shema. Or, ein hachinami, vasikin is about tefillah, it's just not the only way to do it. It's the better way to do it, but it's not the only way to do it. Ultimately, the maskar can be one of two things. This two-step havamina is really spelled out clearest by the mitzvah, slash into the kubenses. And the maskana is one of two. The maskana is either you totally misunderstood vasikin. Vasikin is not even halachin tefillah, it's halachin kriyachma. What does that mean? I'll get back to it. Most of us assume the second way to read, which is, vasikin is just the ideal, but not the only way to do it. In other words, better to do vasikin, but not necessary, not ma'akiv. And that's worthwhile to raise the question, within mahalach number two, within the second potential maskana, I think you can understand that, as to either be like a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. And you see, we showed them to say that, it's the ideal way to do it. It's a bonus, it's like a super frum thing to do. I think Tosos, the Rosh and others. And then you find some Rishonim who actually say no, it's actually like a lechatchila / b'di'evet type of thing. In other words, b'di'evet you don't say if you don't, which is a totally different formulation than it's a b'namukha. Meaning it's a quantitative difference, but is it everyone should be davening vasikin and just, well, you don't say b'di'evet, or no. Everyone can daven whatever they want. It's just a super chumrah for people who want to daven vasikin. In any event, within within this second way of rejecting the havamina, i.e., you're right, vasikin's a halacha about tefillah, there's still two ways of looking at it. Either it's like a bonus and wonderful, or it's actually like a lechatchila. How important is it? It's a fair question. I want to spend a few minutes talking about the other possibility. The first, always make sure people are with me. How are we doing here? Raise your hand if you're with me. How are we doing? Read something? We're good? The Havamina seems to believe that Kriyach, that Vasikat Halacha Tfila, Maskana, maybe it's a Halacha Tfila, maybe, right? Just not the only way. But maybe it's actually a Halacha in Kriyach, what would that mean? So the Gemara says that really, because of Smicha's Gula Tfila, because it's a mitzvah to have Kriyach Ma just before Shmon Esrei, or the Brachos Kriyach Ma, exactly what Smicha's Gula Tfila is a good topic. Because you have to do that, you're supposed to have those two connected, and because, and therefore what you do is you have tefillah first thing in the day, and you have Kriyat Shema just before that, at the end of the previous time period, the end of, you know, just before Nitz. This is the way we daven Vasikin. You have like a borderline, like a nice line, time, Nitz Achama. Shmon Esrei is as soon as you can afterwards, and Kriyat Shema is just beforehand. Why is this the case? Is a machlokas rishon. One second. This is a machlokas between the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah versus the Rosh. According to the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah, this is found in Daf Tes, which is on the Maamar Komos, the goal of Vasikin is to have Shema at some point in time from Misha Yakir until Nitz. Any time in there would be the best time to say Kriyat Shema. Any time you say from Mishayat, you're all down to Nates, you're Yotzei Lechachila. B'diavad, you can go until Gimel Shalos. Why do we do it at the last possible second before Nates after Mishayat? The answer is, again, listen up, Gula Tfila. The mitzvah is, the best way to do Kriyat Shema is up here. And if you want to do it any time up here, Mamish from Ishiyaki all the way to Nates, but if you do it all the way up here, like 25 minutes before Nates, you can end up not doing what? So therefore, better to put it all the way down, but it's a way of enhancing Kriyat Shema. Alternatively, one can argue, no, and this is the way most of us would have assumed, it's not so much that we want to have Kriyat Shema up here, it's just that we want to have tefillah as early in the day as possible. And in order to have Smichas Gula tefillah, what must you do? Kriyat Shema before you. But the reason machlok is the goal to get Kriyat Shema in this time zone or tefillah as early as possible? That's a machlok between the Rosh versus the Talmid Rabbi Yonah. That machlok is very relevant to our Gemara because our Gemara has to assume which way, like the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah, or like the Rosh in the Kasha? What must the Kasha assume? The Rosh. The Kasha has to assume like the Rosh, because if I seek into Halach and Tefillah, there never would have been a contradiction. One's about Shmon Esrei, one's about Shema, two totally independent things. But because the Havamina assumes that if I seek into Halach and Tefillah, because if I seek and assumes that because the Kasha, the Havmina, assumes that Vasikin Talachin Tfilah, now we have a Stira. How can it be? You're supposed to daven up here. I thought you'd be davening all the way until Dalit Shos, till Chatzos. And the answer is one of two. The way the Rabbi Yonah would probably be the answer is, tell me the Rabbi Yonah. They would be the answer by saying, yeah, Vasikin's a special halach. You're right, that was the Kasha. But the Teretz is different. The Teretz is Vasikin can be done, you know, Vasikin's way of enhancing Kriyat Shema. Alternatively, the Rosh would say, you're right, Vasikin is a halach in tefillah. It's not the only time to daven, it's just the best time to daven. That would be two ways of reading this Gemara. Good. Any nafkaminas between the Rosh versus the Rosh versus the Rabbi Yonah. There's a couple of small nafkaminas. We'll finish up the sugya so you can quickly move on to the next little momentarily afterwards. Nafkamina number one. Let's say a person is not going to be maskech gula tefillah. They choose not to. I don't know why not. They don't want to. What would the din be? person, for some reason, does want to be masmich kul tefillah, they think they don't have to, or they think it's a bonus, who knows, well, I don't know why they would want to do it. According to, would there be any value in saying Kriyat Shema this early?
No.
According to Rabbi Yonah, the answer is?
Yes,
that's the goal. According to the Rush? No. Or similarly, if you know you're going to daven at 8 o'clock Shacharis, and you happen to be awake before Neitzachama, should you say Kriyat Shema then? What would you suggest?
Yes.
According to Rabbi Yonah? Absolutely. And according to the Rush? No. There's no value in that. Once you have daven Shmoneh Esrei, so Kriyat Shema you can say anytime you want according to the Rush. Lastly, two quick nafkaminis. Number one, if you're not being masked with Bula Tefillah, would it be value of saying it up here? Number two, if you're davening Shacharis, later would be value of saying it up here. Interesting. Two nafkaminis. Nafkamina number three. Would you expect there to be a value for women's vasikin? How important would women's vasikin be? If I had to ask you, is women's vasikin important or not? Certainly it's better than now. Why not, right? Okay, what's more important? Minyan or Vasikin? Interesting shot. If you have the choice of daven Vasikin every day, or daven Minyan every day, what's the halacha? So parenthetically, and I'm not going to get into this right now, but I'll mention it, the Bir Halacha has a fascinatingly surprising sheet that we said, if you daven Vasikin every day, continue Vasikin, otherwise a Minyan. So Rosh Hashanah that way. Interestingly, Rabbi Yashu says, that doesn't make any sense. Either it's better or it's not better. It doesn't make a difference what you've been doing until now, like, why would that change? What's the idea of, like, every single day? Whatever's better is better. Doesn't make a difference in the past. Okay, fascinating question then. Let's say for a second, Vasikin is better than a minyan. Would it be true for a woman as well? Maybe it depends upon how important Vasikin is, I would have thought. If Vasikin's really important for women, then yeah. But if not, now, why would it be important? Why would it not be important? What would you say about a woman? Would women have a din of vasikin? So if vasikin is a way of enhancing the tefillah, what would you expect?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Because
we're chayav to daven. But if you understand vasikin to be halacha in Kriyat Shema, then what would you expect?
Oh, no.
Not as important, why not? Because mitzvah vasikin shas ma'adam, women are not chayav in Kriyat Shema. They may do it every day. But if the goal is to do Kriyat Shema the right way, and women are striving Kriyat Shema, you expect a lot less importance. And therefore, maybe if I would ask you what's more important, Minyan or Vasikin, for a man you'd be inclined to say Vasikin, or at least be willing to say Vasikin. Yet for a woman, perhaps, it would depend upon this machlokes, that would be a third potential nafkamina, highlighting the difference between the Rabbeinu Yonah versus the Rush. Questions, comments, thoughts, how are we doing? You following? Moshe, you good? No, you good? The only guy.
Why are they in contradiction? Why is the Rosh and the Minyan in contradiction? Why can't you hold it both there?
Oh. Lastly, did anyone see where the Rambam Paskins is in? Or the Shulchan Aruch, where is he Paskin it? You can take a look inside the page if you want. The Rambam actually quotes his din two times. Once in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, once in Hilchos Tefillah. Shmuel, why do you think the Rambam Paskins is once in Hilchos Tefillah, once in Hilchos Kriyat Shema? Because the Rambam holds his two din. The Shulchan Aruch also holds his two din. There's a good chance there really are two elements to Vasikin. One is Halach in Kriyat Shema, one is Halach in Tefillah. Okay. Yeah.
Is it Masri from the Gemara's answer that we're talking about Kriyat Shema?
What makes you say that?
It says the answer says the Arabiyot and the Sikhin Hayim go bring those sign on Eitzacham. The Afrikshin Shema answer with Eitzacham and the Afrikshin Kriyat Shema on Eitzacham. Does that imply that we're only talking about the really exact proof for being
on the I think when we say Mitzvasa, most likely we're talking about Kriyat Shema. That's what Rashi definitely says. Mitzvah says Mane Tzachama, we're Gomer Osama Ne Tzachama. Why? Are we Gomer Osama Ne Tzachama for the purposes of Kriyat Shema or for the purposes of Tefillah? I think that's what's unclear. Okay. Yeah?
Let's say you start a Kriyat Shema right before Nates and then it goes like a little bit farther in the Nates.
So it's not really it's an interesting shaila. It's probably more of a halacha l'maaseh shaila. I once asked Rav Nevetzel that shaila, and he told me as long as you say Kriyat Shema before Nes, or start before Nes, and then you're not mafsik, there's no hafsik, you still fulfill b'zikin, even if it's 60 seconds later, 40 seconds later, 180 seconds later, in other words, people start, not everyone starts b'zikin at a different time, not able to be, like, what's the shear? How do you know when you're good or not? He goes, as long as it's not a hafsik, you're okay. Halacha l'maaseh shaila. I'm going to get to some of the other halakha ma'aseh things in a minute. Let me go on to the Gemara Vayitah. Then the Gemara says, now we'll leave, that was the sugya of Tashlum. I'm sorry, that was the sugya of Vasikin, quick sugya. I'm going to get into Tashlum if I talk about Tashlum for the rest of today and all of Monday and Yitz Hashem, and then we'll talk about it again later on or maybe we'll talk about another time. Vesula. Vesula, no later. Rav Mari Braid, Rav Huna Braid, Rav Yemi Barav, Rav Yochanan. The Tavlos Pala Avos was Pala Shachar Shtein Shachar Pala Mincha Shtein. Kula Yomi Matzli Ozio. Can't you daven even later? And the answer is Ad Chatzos Yehavei Leis Chartz Filo Bismana. The Kamei Leis Chartz Filo Yehavei Leis Chartz Filo Bismana. Lo Yehavei Lei. The Gemara asks another kasha. What's this kasha? Imshach. Then what's the second kasha? Huh? Yeah?
You do shachars all day long.
Right. In other words, we said, slow down. If you have, let's just kind of map out our kasha. We thought, here you have dates in the morning, and then you have, let's say, valid shavos, or chasos a little later, and then you have, let's say, shkia at evening time. So we pointed out, you can daven shachars until, let's say, chasos or daven shavos, not focus on it. The Gemara says, slow down. That's really, really make. I thought you have to daven all the way up here. The Gemara says, no. That's really, really machmer. Can't you daven all the way down here? All I'm pointing out is like a little bit of a side point. It's not like a rubbish point. It's just like, the Gemara is not asking two random kashas. What's the Gemara doing? It's kind of testing the sof zman from both sides, from both angles. Really, even until chatzos? Really, only until chatzos? Just worthwhile to kind of keep that perspective in mind. Sometimes you read Gemara and you don't realize it's like a conceptual flow to the kashas. You just like, oh, kasha, kasha, darits, darits. If you don't realize it's like Gemara's aiming at, you know, from two different angles. So far, so good? Good. What is the interesting assumption behind this kasha? Let's just think one more time. The Gemara had a kasha and the Gemara gave a text. Let's review. The kasha was what? There's another stira. You can daven shachris until chatzos, really? Or daven shows, really? You have even longer. You can go all the way until shkia, because there's a date called tashlomen. Which one is it? Do I have until 12 o'clock to daven? Do I have until 6 p.m. to daven? Before we know the answer, that's a real kasha. Then the Gemara says, Chartzvila Yehavelei, Chartzvila Bezmana, Lo Yehavelei. Good? This kasha also has a couple really important assumptions built into it. Matter of fact, two, and they're unbelievably similar to the Vasikin kasha. The kasha legabe, what's the kasha? What are the two critical assumptions to this kasha? Assumption number, yeah, we got
your Tashlumin counts as the original shachris.
Excellent. Number one is Tashlumin. Let me just make that look better. Tashlumin is a later shachris. And you can even do it. The kasha really assumes you roll out of bed at 11 o'clock and you're like, I should go daven shachris. Like, yeah, whatever. I can just daven tashlumin. Tashlumin works lechadchila. Once in a while, you get a guy who passes like this, have a meal. But lechora, that's what the havmina really assumes. The havmina assumes that you don't have to daven by sof zman. You can just daven when? All the way till the end. In order to assume that, in order to have that as a real kasha, it has to be the same old chakras, and lechadchila you can daven it later. Kamash Malan, one of two. What's the Kamash Malan? Either, help me out.
Yerushalayim is not a previous
event. Either it's not a later Shacharis, what is it? It's a second Bircha. Or, Ein Hachinami. It is a later Shacharis, just B'diavad. I think these are two legitimate ways of reading the Gemara. We'll go back inside in a minute. But conceptually, the Gemara can say one of two things. The question is, can't you daven Shacharis later? The answer is, it's not. It's not a later Shacharis, it's a second Mincha. That's not as good. Or the question could be, can't you daven Shacharis later? They're like, yeah, but it's B'diavad. Option answer number one is, it's not as good because it's a separate tefillah. It's a second Mincha. Option number two is, it is a later Shacharis, just B'diavad, not as good. And there are two different understandings what Tashlumin is. Is Tashlumin an extension or is it an extra credit? Is Tashlumin the same old Shacharis just later on in the day? Or is it actually a second Mincha? We'll go back to the Lashon in a minute. Let me just share with you one or two quick nafka minis to kind of flesh out this this idea. Interesting, Shaila. You ready? Let's say a person let's say a person wakes up after Chatzos, Wednesday, which is 12 o'clock. The latest time to daven Shacharis is 12 o'clock, according to the Chachamim. Let's say for a second, follow the Chachamim. When's the earliest Mincha? 12:30. You know what that's called? Mincha Gedolah. When is the earliest time to daven Tashlumin? Interesting shayla. So the Rashba writes Beferish. 12:30. What textual support can you find from the Gemara that would indicate that the Rashba is correct? What words of the Gemara indicate that the earliest time is 12:30? I think better. What? Not bad, but that didn't start from 12:30. I want to know, how do you know from 12:30 it comes to what?
Bimincha
Shtayim. It sounds like you should be davening what? Mincha twice. If you look at the page, who on the page seems to disagree with this Rashba? Rashi. Which Rashi disagrees? Take a look at Rashi. Bimincha. Rashi says, Hainu Achar Chatzos. You can daven a second. If you miss Shacharis, you can daven Mincha when? Achar Chatzos. That is a deal not made by me. The Baruch Lazish quotes this deal. There's a few people who made it even before me. The Stei Elio makes it. The name of Domestic Eliezer. That is this deal over here. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa. Can one daven Tashlumin between 12 and 12:30? What's the answer? Machlokas Rishon. According to the Rashba, no. According to Rashi, yes. Halacha L'maisa comes out later on. That's the fascinating Machlokas Rishon. Shmuel, you got Machlokas?
Yes, how did that look practically?
You wrote that at 12:05. You look at your clock and you say, Gevalt, I forgot to daven the Shacharis. I better daven the Shacharis now.
You don't have to daven them right next to each other.
We'll have to get to that in a second. According to Rashi, you wouldn't. According to the Rashi, seemingly, there's at least more of a conversation gap. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Yeah, we got it.
Don't we say that Tashlumin, your first one is like the Mincha, and then your second one is the Shacharis?
That, we're going to get to there. That we'll have to talk about. But that may only be where you actually have two Shmoneh Esreis. We'll have to talk about why the second Shmoneh Esrei has to come first. We haven't seen that yet in the Gemara. It comes up on Amud Beis. And we have to Shem, we'll get there probably about a week and a half when we get to Amud Beis. L'chor, this machlokas should depend upon what, Shaila?
Whether it's Mincha Shtiyah or second Shmoneh.
Who holds it's a second Mincha? The Rashba, why? How do you know? Because it has the Zmanim of the Mincha. According to Rashi, it's probably not a second Mincha, rather, what is it? This seems to be the Rashba. say Melech HaShmiya. Well, according to Rashi, it sounds like it's B'diavad, you can daven later. According to Rashi, it took the Sof Zman, and we actually just kind of extend it all the way down. This would be one nafka midah to this Hakira. There's many, many, many nafka midahs. I'm not going to spend my time mentioning all of them. Maybe I'll mention a few more next time, but here's one. Let me show you just maybe two or three more quick nafka midahs. We'll show you the best thing tomorrow morning. How are we doing? So far, so good. But with me? I'll take questions. What do you got? One, two. One.
You have to say that it's not a later Shabbos and it's a second Mitzvah. Can you suggest that Tashlumin is its own type of Shabbos? Tefillah?
Okay, one more. I would call it a din chadash, a brand new halacha. It's not a later Shabbos, it's a new halacha. And it happens to be, how similar is it to Mincha? I would be inclined to believe, since it's in the Mincha time zone, it's more likely, but I can imagine it being a later Shachris or a brand new Halacha. If it is a brand new Halacha, I'm inclined to believe it's a Mincha, second Mincha, but I can see room for some movement there. Fair. Yeah?
Would the Nafkamin be as well as the Lashon of the Davening?
I'm sorry?
Would the Lashon of the Davening be a Nafkamin?
Yes.
And also Tashman.
Yes, but tricky. Let me show you one quick example, and we'll have to get into it. The answer is, there's a lot more to be said, but let's just say, a person makes up late Shabbos morning. They roll out of bed for lunch, and then they go to shul for mincha time, they realize, gevalt, I woke up late, I told you I could daven Shabbos. Yeah? A person now has to daven tashlumin for their missed Shabbos. So, you daven the first one yesterday, which is the mincha one, you say, atah, after Mishum Chayach and Mikam Klei Soil, what do you do for the second Shabbos? Talk it out, Moshe. Either.
You say the Shabbos Shmoneh or you say the
Mincha. Right. Do you say a second Atayach or a second text of Mincha? Or do you say Yismach Moshe? That's Machlokes Gedolei Achronim. Why would you say the later Shabbos text? Because it's a later Shabbos. Why would you say a second Mincha text? Because it's a second Mincha. I forgot who says that Machlokes Achronim. I'll try to mention it next time. I'll look it up with the put it on the Mamakomos. Again, look it up. Shape and it's a list of Mamakomos for things of, I would call it Tashlumin for this shape, but it'd be a misleading, you know, under the title, that'd be a misleading title. I appreciate somebody making that joke. Right. So that's the second Nachmanim. That Machlokes Achronim, maybe he's pulling the shadow. I'll show you another nafkamina, another nafkamina or two. There's an interesting halacha. A few more nafkaminas for next time. I'll get a few more today, and we're going to finish up Tashlumin next time, so we'll do a few more next time as well. So you feel the rest of it. Another nafkamina. There's a big discussion how often women are obligated to daven. The Mishnah, the Sefer Brachos, the Daf Kaf says women are chayav in tefila. We daven 5 times a day, obviously not 3 times a day, twice a day, once a day, when do we have to daven? The Mishnah Berurah Paskim Zumer Chayav to daven twice a day, Shachas and Mincha. Shachas and Mincha, daven twice a day. Okay, twice a day. If a woman misses Shachas, what should she do? Very easy. The Shalah came up this week, Tuesday. Tuesday night, my family, my daughter Eliana, Abba, I forgot to daven Mincha. So my son Moshe got very excited. He goes, oh, that should depend upon this Chakira, but regarding, he was very excited. What would you say on your own if a woman forgets to daven Mincha? I could think of 4 theoretical possibilities. 2 I found in the posting, yeah? Number 1 is nothing. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't daven at all. Because Tashul is only people who are obligated to marry for that month. Perhaps. Alternatively, what can one say?
When it comes to chakras,
maybe she can actually daven 2 chakras the next morning. What would this far for that be? She's on her own little cycle. She's on her own little rotation. When men have a Shachris Mincha Marav rotation, she only has a Shachris Mincha. The last 2 shittas are found in Poskim. Either she should daven 1 Marav or daven 2 Maravs. What's the reason why she should daven 1 Marav and what's the reason why she should daven 2 Maravs? If you believe Tashlumin is a later Mincha, when you miss Shachris and you miss Mincha, what should she do? Daven a later Marav. But if you believe that missing Shachris caused you to daven a second Mincha, and that's what Tashlumin is, so when you miss Mincha, you should daven a second Marav, but you can only daven a second Marav once, We got the first time. That machlokes post give to Shem Rabbi Elamar Makomis as well. We'll be for next time. Now for me to number three. Here comes four. Now for me to number four, and I'll have a few more for next time. I'll give you guys a little bit of a heads up what we're doing next time. I didn't do that last time, and I'm doing a better job than the game plan for Monday. There's a halacha that if a person walks in late to shul Friday night, and they're so late that they're not going to finish davening Shmoneh Esrei by the time everyone else in shul is done davening, today it's not such a big deal, you just walk home by yourself. In the older days, if you walked home by yourself and everyone else left shul, you get mugged or robbed or who knows what. So they added in this thing called tefillas, Friday night tefillas day in Shabbat. Right? Actually sounds a lot like Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so the din is because Marav is a Rishus, the halacha, it's a big discussion what Rishus means, we'll talk about that in a discussion. Because Marav is Rishus, we paskin that if a person is so late that they're going to end up walking home and getting robbed, perhaps, what they can do is finish the Birchas Kriyat Shema. The rest of the shul is already done with Shmoneh Esrei. And they'll just listen to the Chazan's tefillas in Sheva, and they won't even have to daven their own Friday night Shmoneh Esrei. Because since Marav is a Rishus, we're making a mitzvah, and we allow one to be yotzei with the Chazan's tefillas in Sheva. You got the din? You can't do it for Shacharis, there is no tefillas day in Sheva, it doesn't happen on 6 days a week. But Friday night, there's a special tefillas Marav Rishus advantage, which is you can count that for your own Shmoneh Esrei, opposed to having to daven it yourself. You ready for the following Shiloh? You got it, Shane? Hold on, anyone else get that? What Shiloh am I going to build towards? Yeah?
I'd say you don't have to say my words.
Better? Better? Tell him.
Can you use it for this one?
Let's say you missed Mincha Friday afternoon. You walk into shul, you missed Mincha Friday, you daven Kriyat Shema, Birkas Kriyat Shema, you even daven Friday night Marav with the shul, and then you say to yourself, hey, I have to daven a Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazan's going to daven A. Tfilas. Mein Sheva, can I use the Tfilas Mein Sheva not as my Marav, but as my Tashlumin for the Mincha that I didn't daven Erev Shabbos? New, that happens to be to Machlokes Gedol Yachronim. The Prima Gadim says no, and the Maharil says yes. I'll stick that in the Maharil Kopas if anyone wants to see it as well. What's behind this Machlokes? The Prima Gadim who says no, but it's the Maharil who says yes. New, any suggestion? What do you got, Moshe?
Well, if it's just an extension of Mincha,
right, exactly. If it's a later mincha, it doesn't have the status of Marav Rishus. Why not? Because it's a later mincha. This tefillas Mein Sheva only covers Marav, which is a Rishus. You're not davening Marav, you're davening a second tefillah, a new tefillah, a different din. However, if you believe that one, it's not a later mincha, but rather a second Marav. Oh. Well, if it works for the first Marav, which is Rishus, so too it should work for the second Marav, which is Rishus. So we have two ways of reading the Maskana of the Gemara, a fascinating Chakira jumps right off the text of the Gemara. And now there's two different Hagdaros, two different understandings of what Tashlumin is. And we saw four Nafkaminas. Mirtz Hashem, we'll see many more. But we saw four nafkaminas, at least I share with you four nafkaminas. If anyone wants to look up inside, we'll put it on the Marav, we'll put it on the WhatsApp group. Mirtz Hashem will have Marav Makomos, which will be things from last year, and then hopefully two more things for next year, for next time, or whatever that. Following? You good? Daniel, you with me? 1 second. Which opinion, Rashi or the Rashba, reads better in the Gemara? Look back to the words of the Gemara. Who reads the text better? One more time. Vesula, Vamra Mari Brady Rav Yirmiyah Bar Gun Rav Yirmiyah Rav Rav Yochanan. Ta'av Allah Vizpal, Arvis Vizpal, Vishach, Vishtayim, Shach Vizpal, Vimincha Shtayim. Kulayoma Matsliv Azl, can't you daven all day long? With his adhat says the Abbey's heart feel of his mana, Mikabiel's heart feel of his mana, Yahavile's heart feel of his mana, lo Yahavile. What does that mean? Mikabiel starts feeling Yahavile, starts feeling his mana, lo Yahavile. What does that sound like? Does it sound like one is more correct than the other? Which perhaps sounds better? What? It sounds more like Rashi. Why? Daniel said. It doesn't sound like if you miss it, you have a new halacha. It sounds like it is the same tefillah, just without the scars, not tefillah, but mana. It really sounds like it's the same thing, just without the scars, tefillah, but mana. Schar tefillah we're giving you. You did daven a shachris, just schar tefillah bezmada you didn't get because you davened it too late. The Gemara is a little bit more mashma like Shitas Rashi, and frankly, I'm a big believer that the Gemara that tipped off Rashi to have his opinion is this Gemara. The Gemara that tipped off the Rashba to have his opinion is the Lashon of Mincha Shayin. And therefore, right in the Gemara, you see textual indications that push you one way and push you the other way. Still, we have to figure out how would Rashi read the Rashba's Lashon of Mincha Shayin, and how would the Rashba read Rashi's Lashon of Schar Tefillah Yahavile, Schar Tefillah Bezmana, Lo Yahavile. Before I answer those two questions, give you three or four more last hours and prepare you for next week. Quick round of questions. How are you doing? Are you with me? Moshe, good? Eva? Well, here we got you.
You maybe use this also to kind of touch one by myself?
Hold on to that.
If you're extending the time, then Musaf's all day, so you don't need to extend the time. But if it's like replacing a tefillah, then...
Yeah, we're going to talk about that properly next time we're in session. It's a very good thought. It may be correct, it may not be correct. It's either going to depend upon the nature of Musaf or the nature of Tashlum. We're going to try to talk that out properly. If you can remind me, I don't want to forget that, but that's on the list of things to do for next time. Yeah?
Does the tefillah on Friday night after Marav, the second Marav, is that same status as the first Marav? Is it the same?
Meaning the tefillah in Sheva or Tashlum?
The tefillah in Sheva.
It counts for a Marav of Shus. Does it count for a Miss Mincha? Well, that depends if Mincha now has the new hat, new identity of the Shus or not. Oh. So let's start off. Schar tefillah Yahavile, schar tefillah bezmana lo Yahavile. Daniel points out that it really sounds like what? Rashi, why? So I'll introduce you to two important words in Lumbus. What is the word called simin? What is the word called siva? If the Gemara is telling me the siva, so Daniel's right. Schar tefillah bezmana lo Yahavile. It is the same old tefillah, just without. However, maybe, it's actually a second mincha. And the best way to highlight that it's not the first one is that what? You're not getting proper schar bezmana. In other words, it could be the lack of schar bezman changes it from a later shachris to a second mincha. The best proof that it's not just shachris is that, how could this be shachris? You're not getting schar of shachris. This has got to be a second mincha. It's got to be a new din. It's, so to speak, a simon or a raya or a proof or a sign that it's different. Is the Gemara telling me the difference, or is the Gemara alluding to the difference? Is the Gemara outright telling me it is a shachris just later with less schar, or is the Gemara saying it's a different fila, and the difference between a shachris versus a tashlumin is schar tefila bezmana? That's how Rashi could read the Gemara kipshuto, and the Rashi would have to reinterpret it. That's schar tefila bezmana. Well, you have it as a code word for being a second type of tefila. And while I'm at it, how would Rashi read the phrase Tavlo espal shachas espal mincha shtayim. What does it mean, mincha shtayim? It doesn't mean you're davening two minchas. It means you're davening what? In the time slot of mincha. And therefore, both Rishonim walk away unscathed. Both of them have a decent read of the Gemara either way. Rashi has his textual support. The Rashba has his textual support. Both of them are legitimate reads. And with this, we've kind of closed the opening Chakira, the four Nafkaminas, how to understand Tashlumin. Three or four small peripheral side issues that I don't plan on discussing properly, but things I think you should be aware of if you want to know this pattern. I do plan on spending most of my time working on the analysis of the Gemara, as you see. But I want to make sure you're aware of the major ideas as well, and hopefully the game plan is, within a 45-minute slot, which is where we're like winding down to, you should walk away with like 20 sheets each class, each year, which hopefully we probably got 20 in already. You should walk out with a lot of ideas, and hopefully the methodological trainings as well. Here comes just a little more ideas. You ready? When's the earliest time to start chakras? We say 4 hours or 6 hours, but when does that start from? The beginning of the day. Well, what is the beginning of the day? What are the two options? Alos HaShachar or Eitz HaKam. Is it from light, like Alos, or is it from Yid? Anyone know who argues about that? You probably do, you just don't realize it. That's the Magen Avraham versus the Grum. The Magen Avraham versus the Grum Baal Tanya. What machlok is he familiar with about this? It's the latest time for Kriya Shema, the latest time for Shmona Esrei. The Magen Avraham has the earlier time. He thinks it starts from Alos, and he counts 3 hours for Shema and 4 hours from Alos, while the Grum, which is how he passes it, Lakula, and the Baal Tanya, start from Neitz HaChama, 3 hours from there and 4 hours from there. In yeshiva, they always put up the sign, I think Lechadchil wants to be Machmer for the Magen Avraham. That's the yeshiva Kotel is knowing. Lechadchil be Machmer. For Salvechik never, ever, ever suggested to anyone to try. He thought the Magen Avraham was not like Mamash. This Magen Avraham is like Beit Shammai. Don't even worry about it. Just doubt it until it feels like it. Okay? Worthwhile to pick up that Machlokes, the Grub versus the Baal Tanya and the Grub of Altani versus the Magen Avraham and the Salvechik to Arba. And Yeshiva HaKotel. Vaitan. When we say the Sos Man is 4 hours or 6 hours, Chatzos, does that mean you have to start by then? Or you have to finish by then? Machlokas HaGedolei HaPoskim as well, the Magen Avraham, in the Kuf Chav Dalet Sekhat Dalet, and the Peitei Sekhat Dalet, writes that as long, you have to finish. You have to finish davening by 4 hours, 6 hours. Well, according to Yarech HaShochet, Tiluni Halach HaMaisa, hey, as long as you start by then, you're okay. That seems to be the accepted psak, at least the B'yadim HaChila, to do finish before, B'yadim, at least to do it this way.
The same for Mincha also.
Lastly, what? Same for Mincha also, yeah. What's behind that machlokas? Again, there's blumness to be talking about. Like, what's behind that machlokas? Why would one think this way? Why would one think the other way? If I would sit on this, we'd never get past the mission. So I'm shooting out a handful of ideas you should be aware of. Additionally, I did a little bit of research and I remembered something that I had forgotten earlier on. We had spoken at great length last time and discussed whether or not Musaf was a independent halachic entity separate from all the other types of tefillahs, or it was just another tefillah just done at a different time. Remember that discussion we had about Musaf? We had a whole mahalach in Tosfos, a whole way to read the Mishnah. You know, that there's two types. There's a weekday, there's a Musaf. We spoke about Tashlumin for Musaf. We spoke about women. We spoke about under 12-year-old people. We spoke a lot about Musaf, if I remember correctly. That Slach, or Ricky Baker, about why one does it. It's fine. Interesting, Shaila. The Bir Halacha quotes a Levushe Srab, incident, I think it's Reish Tzadivav, who believes that you should daven Musaf not early. You should daven at the time they brought the carbon Musaf. Take a break if you have to. Best to daven Musaf at around, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, if you do an Arishus. The Bir Halacha disagrees, the Torah disagrees, many others disagree. And they may not daven as early as possible. What might that machlokas depend upon? Why would you think if you got into daven Musaf early versus daven later? Any suggestions? That's why it'd be good earlier. Why not? Well, okay, so why would you, that's going to be the Torah and the Bir Halacha. The earlier the better, right? It's a big tier for the tzi. We're to make everyone wait to be the Magdimin. Why would the Levush HaSra think better to wait? If it's replacing the carbon, then you know the best time to do it? The way they did the carbon. That's kind of like another nafkamina built off what we did last time. So we did today, we had three parts in my mind. We did three things. And we already spoke about Vasikin. And we had three basic sheets. Is it did in Kriyat Shema? Is it did in Tefillah? Or is it did in both? We saw three nafkaminas. Then we sat, we spoke about Tashlumin. We had a nice hakir about Tashlumin. Is Tashlumin a later Tefillah or is it a new second Tefillah? Is it a later Shacharis or a new second Mincha? Is it an extra credit or an extension? And we saw four nafkaminas to that. Amir Tashem was a few more nafkaminas. And we read that back into the Gemara. Issue number three we saw was just, the topic review was just a bunch of quick, small side points. When does he start counting? When is the Sof Zman? And what's this did by Musaf? Interesting, worthwhile things to be aware of, but we're not going to spend too much time doing that. Amir Tashem, for Monday, here's the game plan, you ready? You should be aware of it. If you want to look stuff up and prepare a little bit, you'll only benefit. If not, I'm trying my best to be as clear enough and as slow enough that we'll be able to understand it, even if you don't prepare anything more than the Gemara. Interestingly enough, the Rambam and the Rif paskin like Rav Yehuda. That the latest time to daven Shacharis is 4 hours. Good? But if you don't daven after within the first 4 hours, you can still daven at 11 o'clock. Until then at 11 o'clock. Strange. So Amir Tzashem, I take it back. That's issue number two. Issue number one, I'm going to give you a few more nafkaminas to all this hakiras about Tashlumin. Not too many more, but maybe one or two more, a few more. Maybe. We'll definitely come across it a lot more. Maybe I'll give one more nafkaminas. I will. Issue number one, there'll be a few more nafkaminas to this hakira about Tashlumin. The Rashba versus Rashi. Big machlokas on the show. Issue number two will be the Rambam and the Rif, this fascinating shita that we really hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but nonetheless, you don't really have to. We'll take a look at the Rambam and the Rif. Anyone really wants to work on you, here's a great chance. These are the Rishon to work on right now, the Rambam and the Rif. Issue number three is an incredibly surprising shita of the Bahad. And the Bahad is part of a larger sugi, which we'll get to as well. Which is, if let's say a person misses Shacharis and then misses Mincha, can do that in three Marvs. Let's say you miss Marv and then Shacharis and then Mincha, could you make up four, whatever the next, I forgot what that was, Marv. Or only the adjacent slot. So that'll be a big discussion. The Rambam, the Ravid, and the Tur, according to Bahad, the Mincha Shanel will be really the next issue. So number one is a few quick nafkaminas. Number two is the Rambam and the Rif. And number three is the Shaila that we see a bunch of tefillas. We'll talk about the Torah, we'll talk about the Rambam, we'll talk about the Ravid. Those will be the three issues in Meretz Hashem that we'll deal with on Monday. Have a good one. If you have questions, feel free to come over, stick around. I'm here for a few minutes to answer your questions. It's really hard. It's really the type of thing. So, how did you find it?
Yeah, the first important. If the Shaila, what's another document of that?